Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra, Pei Dalet, Baba Basra, 84a, pagination is 167. Starting from the middle of the Mishnah on the facing page, two lines up from the wide. Arba Midos B'mochrim, there are four possibilities in a sale in that the person claimed that he was giving good and actually gave bad, or vice versa. Machalochitim yafos v'nimtzu ra'os. If a person sold wheat on the assumption that it was good, and it turns out to be bad, and apparently these are objective standards. Halokeach yachalachzer bo, the buyer is allowed to back out, because it's a case of ona'a, a case where he was charged improperly. Ra'os v'nimtzu'u yafos, if the assumption was that it was bad quality, and it turns out to be very good, and the result is that the seller got an unfair price for the product, didn't realize that in that bushel, there was a certain quality. Mocher yachol lachzor bo, the seller has an opportunity until such time that he realizes what he did to object. Ra'os v'nimtzu'u ra'os, if it was bad and it turned out, it was said to be bad and it turned out accurate. Yafos v'nimtzu'u yafos, good and it was accurate. Ein echad meham yachol lachzor bo, neither is allowed to retract. But obviously, the first two cases that are listed here are going to get our attention regarding what occurred that the person was now regretting and backing out. And particularly, the Gemara presents a situation where the person who has the right to back out no longer wants to back out, because the price went up, so that he was gypped at the time of the sale, but it turns out that if he doesn't use his rights to negate the sale, he's actually better off by keeping the sale. Amar Rav Chista, the Gemara says, one line up from the bottom, Machalo shava chomesh b'sheish, let's say a person sells what's worth 5 for 6. V'hukar, but now, by the time we unravel the story, the price for the product went up, v'amar al shmona, and it's worth considerably more, period. It's just, it's worth more. And he's better off keeping the product and swallowing the injustice. Minis ane, the person who was wronged is the lokeach, and lokeach yachal lachzor bo, the buyer is allowed to back out, v'lo mocher, but the seller is not allowed to back out. Picture what's going on over here. The seller says, listen, if you have the right to back out because I sold it to you at an unfair price, well, I want you to back out because now it's worth a lot more and I regret that I did the sale at all. Mishum de'omale, the buyer has the right to say, Ilu lo onison, had you not wronged me, lo hava matzis hadrisbach, you'd never be allowed to undo the sale. Hashta de onison, now that you wronged me, matzis hadrisbach, you're going to benefit from the fact that you wronged me. And we don't follow the argument which would result in chote niskar, the sinner, benefiting. And therefore, only the buyer in this case has the right to back out, and it's his choice. And being that now the price went up to 8, he would presumably choose to keep the product and sell it, if that's what he wants to do, to not just get his money back, but actually make a profit. V'tanatuna, and similarly we learnt in our Mishnah, Yafos v'nimtzu ura'os, when you sell something on the assumption that it was good and it turned out to be bad, lokeach yachal lachzor bo v'lo mocher, it's the buyer who has the right to back out, and the seller does not have the right to back out. realize that what's going on here, beyond the text of the Gemara, is a fundamental svara. As long as the buyer has the right to back out, does that mean that the deal was not consummated? Or does that mean that the buyer just has certain rights, and if he exercises them, good. If not, the sale stands from the time that the kinyan was originally made. And essentially, the Gemara is informing us that the sale stands, but the buyer has certain rights. If it was the other way around, then the seller's argument would make so much sense. He would say, listen, you have not yet affirmed the sale. I wronged you. You didn't say it's okay yet. So I have an equal right to back out because the deal was not consummated. And that, the Gemara is telling us, is not true. Deal was done at the time the kinyan was made, but the buyer has certain rights because he was the one who was wronged. Let's flip the case, continuing in the Gemara on the fourth line. Va'omar Rav Chista, and Rav Chista said, Macha lo shava sheish b'chamesh. Let's say he sold something worth 6 for 5. Over here, the seller is the one who was wronged. He made a mistake in the transaction. V'huzlu, the price now went down. Va'omdu al gimel, and it's worth 3. So the seller is actually happy that he sold it, even if he only sold it for 5, but that's sure better than owning it now when it's worth 3. Minisane, who was the one who was wronged? Mocher, the one who was selling. And therefore, Mocher yachal achzabo, the seller has the right to back out. V'lo lokeach, but the lokeach can't take advantage of the wronging that he did and say, I can still negate the sale because I wronged you and you didn't affirm it yet. To amale, because the seller has the right to say, ilu lo onisen lo hava matzas hadrasbach, had you played straight, you would not have been able to back out. Hashta, now that you wronged me, matzas hadrasbach, you're going to use that to your advantage? V'tana tuna, and that's the same as the second part of the Mishnah. Ra'os v'nimtzu'u yafos, he sold it as bad, and it turned out that it was good, so it's the seller who lost out. Mocher yachal lachzer bo v'lo lokeach, the seller can undo the sale. He has that right to undo the sale, but the buyer does not. Asks the Gemara, my kamash malon, what did Rav Chista come to teach me that I didn't know? It's a Mishnah. Indeed, the Mishnah affirms it. The Mishnah already taught it to us. Answers the Gemara, we would have understood the Mishnah in a different way, nothing to do with Ona'a. Imimas Nisin, had it been from the Mishnah alone, Hava Amina, I would have thought, Dilma de Rav Chista Tarvayu Matsu Hadru Behu, in a case of Ona'a, maybe the deal was simply not consummated, and both of them can yet back out. Umas Nisin, and if you're wondering about the Mishnah that talked about Ros, Venimtsu Yafos, and vice versa, Ha'osa La'ashme'inon de Lokeach Yachal Achzabo. That was a basic principle allowing a person to back out if the quality was not what was described. He was describing Ros, and turns out Yafos turns out Ros. Says Rashbam, there was no Ona'a in that case. He charged the right amount for the Ra'os or the Yafos, but the person is nevertheless objecting. The Sakadaita Chamino, I would have thought that a person, Mishum Dichsiv, Ra Ra Yomer Hakone, that his words are totally meaningless, because as the words in Mishlei tell us, every buyer says the merchandise is not worth that much, so to speak. That's the quotation. People say that. They try to diminish the value of the product that they're buying so that they could get it for a good price. So I would have thought that the Mishnah was not a case of Ona'a, and what it was teaching me was that even if a person did not get ripped off, he was charged the right amount for the right product, that we would assume his objection is simply because that's how people talk. They complain. It's not good quality. The result after Rav Chisda is to understand the Mishnah as a case of Ona'a. And Rav Chisda says, just like I'm telling you, the way Ona'a works, only the person who was wronged can object, and the other person has to just sit tight. He's not going to benefit from the fact that he wronged someone. That's what I teach you, and that's what the Mishnah was teaching you as well. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.